ANS testing, talk group 2416.
Well, I'm clear, sir, and 8GMH mobile.
I just dialed up my new DMRHD to see if this talk group actually worked and went through. Looks like it does.
Sure does. Yeah, you're sounding great on DMR.
And I've got a nice clear view of the bay from where I am at the moment, so yeah, should be.
Yeah, you haven't missed, you haven't dropped out at all. There's no bit errors or anything like that. You sound just fine, so I'd say it's working.
Hey, quick question. For these repeaters that you set up on the DMR side, is it your standard that time slot 1 is the TGIF network and time slot 2 is Brandmeister for all of them?
Any of them that have either my call sign, W8CCE, or W8AGB on them, those are all set the same. If it's got W8CMN on it or W8FSM, it's going to be just MI5 only. So you'll have to go to the MI5 website for the information on using those ones. It is only the MI5 network on, like, the levering machine or the Hackleberg one.
Transmission was a little choppy there as I was going around the bay, so I think I got the gist of what you said. That sounds good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you dropped out a little bit there.
Yeah, at the moment, so that's probably why.
All right, well, sounds good, sir. I'm just about to pull into the shop here. I had to grab a couple things and then start making my way north. Any GMH Mobile, Traverse City.
Nate as well. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you later. KSA DNF.
KI7 QMG Mobile monitoring 19.
And 8GMH Mobile.
UFM portable.
Dylan, long time no hear. How you doing, man?
Good, Drake. How are you today?
Well, depending on how today goes, today will be my fifth minimum 10-hour day this week.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to cut back, though.
Yep. I've been doing radio PMs for all of the radios that the Bridge Authority has. You wouldn't think they have a lot of radios, but man, they got like 50-something trucks, and each truck has a radio in it. Plus, they got 30-something portables. It's a lot of radios that you got to go through.
Oh yeah, I bet. And what's coming up? I'm pretty sure they want.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you what, I got to do something a lot of people don't get the chance to do, and that I got to go into the towers of the bridge. They got radios in the elevators, so that was a unique experience.
Yeah, I bet. I've seen a couple of videos on it. I know my bro, Dirty Josh, went up there, and I'm pretty sure it fits pretty well. I wouldn't try it.
It's fun stuff. So, where are you headed off to this morning?
I'm heading into work a couple minutes early. I have to stop at the main office, grab a couple things, and head down to Mackinac City. I got a new provider that's starting his first day down there, so I got to make sure he's all set with everything.
Sounds like a lovely, wonderful time. So, anyway. Well, good deal. Yeah, I'll be up there today. Actually, I'll be across the bridge. And it sounds like I got to go back on the bridge because there's a radio, another mobile somewhere that we missed. So, now, this is the most thorough we've ever been, mainly because we actually have a list of all the trucks they have that are supposed to have radios. So we've been going through everything and kind of streamlined the process. So we went through 50 mobile radios yesterday, so I think there's at least 10 or 15 more somewhere.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I will be up here. And coming up.
getting pretty scratchy. It was kind of hard to hear what you were saying.
Yeah, yeah, we lost the phone for the building, but you can hear me. 7th Street, take care of Drake. I'm going to have to run in here, but feel free to hold my radio on today. I think so feel free to reach out.
All right, I just barely got that, so. All right, 7th Street, going. You have a good one. Enjoy the day. NETMH, mobile, Traverse City. KEH mobile, Charlevoix.
KEH UFF portable.
Well, we're moving right along. Still got an hour to go, though.
That's not too bad. I'm just leaving the office, heading across the bridge now. So hopefully it's not too bad. It's still pretty early. Hopefully there isn't like a shipment of people coming across heading south.
I'm not too terribly worried about traffic across the bridge because, just not super overly concerned about it. It's not like I got a huge amount of stuff on the list today, so I just got to replace a jumper on the repeater and just finish up a few more radios and then pretty much done for the week. So before I clocked in, I was already at 44 hours this week, so it's definitely going to be a 50-hour week.
And that'll be good on the page, too.
That's the important part.
You guys have a new GMR repeater out. How's that looking?
I haven't really been able to use it. I haven't brought my portables with me.
The only GMR I've messed with is my Anytone portable. Is the Anytone mobile with the 578, is that any good?
I don't have one personally. The person to ask would be Adam. He has more experience with that radio than I do.
Okay, good to know. I know some of the guys up closer to me in Chippewa, they're talking more about GMR, so I figured it might be time to get a portable for the truck, get rid of this, pull the Icon 2820 out. You know, it's a great radio. I really love it. It doesn't mean I want it to, but, GMR might be fun on occasion.
Say that last part again, APRS squash. Yep.
I'm just saying, I've got my IC2820 in the truck, and it might be worth, changing it out for GMR mobile and, seeing how it does.
Yeah, it seems to be the mode that the state wants to push towards now because it's more modernized.
I know the guys up in Chippewa were talking about it in their group. I wonder if they might be trying to add something here shortly. Because I know that one of the guys was hitting the one down there and was saying it was pretty good. So.
Yeah, I think Brad can get up to got one on MI5 now. In the Sioux, so that's probably why they're talking about it.
Okay, yeah, I haven't, I know there's a link repeater there, but I've never tuned it up to any of my radios that I've programmed. But the bridge looks good, by the way. I'm heading south on it right now.
Awesome. Good deal. How am I sounding on this machine, by the way? I'm in Charlevoix, still hitting the Traverse City machine.
A little staticky. I'm not entirely sure if it's not me, because, I'm on my Anytone portable, but and I'm just going up the bridge right now, so it's possible I'm getting some static just coming to me.
I'm not surprised if I'm a little noisy, if the mass meter's kind of jumping around a little bit, but I'm surprised you're actually understanding me here in Charlevoix.
So you're completely, I can completely copy it. It's a little choppy, not like, actually your voice is coming through fine, but it's just, the background static, it's just a little choppy. It's not bad, though. I can, it's way better than what I've heard some people come through as.
Well, that's cool. Fancy. So. Anyway, well, depending on what time I'm done today, I might go stop over at Krause Road and swap the HRS antennas around. The one of the antennas got damaged was running the APRS, and I've noticed significantly reduced performance, and I'd like to fix that because I run APRS, and a number of other people do as well, and that thing used to crank before that antenna snapped.
Yeah, I know. I was up here in St. Ignace, I think, and I think I was able to hit it before without any issues, and that was, I think it was from my portable, if I'm not mistaken. It's the only thing I had APRS on. But I don't know, the APRS is kind of messed up on this. I reprogrammed it a couple times, and it seems like every time I want to use it, I have to go into settings and turn it on. It just doesn't stay on.
Yeah, I think the APRS on the 878 just tends to be kind of clunky. They really need to improve how that's implemented.
You know, I can always see there's a firmware, because I haven't thrown any new firmware on here since I got it. It's been a few years. So it's possible they, you know, made it better or fixed the issue and I just haven't updated.
That's entirely possible. I don't own one of those radios personally, so I have no idea. But I have messed around with APRS a little bit on it, and it's interesting.
It's nice. I like it on my portable. Because even if I was using, you know, my mobile truck, I just turned the portable on, I was good to go. And didn't have to worry about having anything extra going. The battery lasts forever on the 878. Because I got the 2+ or whatever it is, it's great.
Right on. I think the 578 does APRS too. I don't know how well it's implemented on that because I haven't played with it.
Yeah, that's what I was reading on it. I want to say basically the same radio, the same software and stuff like that. It's just the format and the form factor, you know, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, that tracks. That makes sense. Which is kind of cool because I mean, it depends on how they have the buttons mapped out, but if they have it out similarly, then it's free going between the two radios.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about picking it up. I just don't know if I want to, you know, spend the money, you know, $400, something like that, just to add BMR when I already got a decent enough ICOM, so it's fine. I'm thinking about it.
And that's a lot cheaper than most mobiles out there. I'll say that much. This I have in here was like $700. And I got two of them. I'm thinking about selling one because, well, it's, I mean, I like the radio. It just doesn't, I've got different radios I can use other vehicles and stuff that I don't need two of them.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. Just that you are starting to get pretty far out there on that repeater. It's starting to get a little, your words are actually cutting out and stuff.
I just switched over to, Petoskey.
Sounds like you're sitting next to me.
I'm genuinely surprised that you were able to hear me that far on that thing, because usually the receive on that is pretty terrible, but it's also probably because the exhaust fan on the roof is off. It's on top of the hospital, and it's about 6 feet from an exhaust fan that they use variable frequency drive on to adjust the speed. And whenever that sucker is on, especially if it's not running at full speed. If it's running at full speed, it's noisy, but it's not terrible. But when they're running it at a reduced speed, good luck hearing anything.
It's super hard with environmental stuff like that you have no control over. But yeah, I mean, it's doing pretty good right now, at least. That's always good.
Yep. So. Holy cow. The darn vehicle has this auto start stop thing, which is just lovely. Whenever the vehicle auto starts, it shuts the radios off. How fun is that?
Interesting. Is it too much draw when it's doing the start that it's just not letting you get enough to the radios? or is it like just turn off when it turns off?
It must be that it's drawing too much current. Oh, and the bridge is up. My luck today is just absolutely fantastic. Oh, boy. Anyway, no, it's just drawing too much current when it starts, so it shuts the radios off. And the best part is, there is no button to turn off the outdoor start-stop. You can't turn it off.
Yeah, that's great. I know my girlfriend has it in her car. We got her a newer one, a 21 maybe, I think it is. And it has a little button right on the console, or on the, I don't know what to call it, like next to your leg. But the e-brake is right there as well. It's also a button, which I'm not sure about. But I'm going to let you go here. I just pulled into the old VA clinic, where our clinic's at now, and I got to go see a provider. But take care and drive safe. Feel free to hit me up later. I'll be around, because like I said, after noon, we're going to be at the EOC. That's when I'm getting out of work, and we're going to be looking at the antenna. Shannon's coming up, and I got a couple guys from Chippewa coming down.
Good deal. All right, man. Well, I won't hold you. Enjoy the day. 7-3. At 8-0-H, mobile.
You as well. 7-3-KE-8-UFF, portable, clear.
KC-8-VSU.
Morning, Toby, N8-DMH, mobile.
How are you doing? How's your little project going up there at Bridge Authority?
Well, we're cranking right along. I don't have a whole lot more radios to do, so it's always a good thing.
Yeah, and it's Friday. Hey, you may get done early.
That would be nice. It's been a long week. But anyway, yeah, just getting to the north end of Charlevoix here. I got stuck at the bridge because, of course, it was 8:30 when I rolled up to it, and they rolled it up.
Oh, no, they knew you were coming, so they wanted to tie you up. Yeah, I know. Been there a few times. You got a busy weekend planned?
Personally, no. I think Emma's planning on doing her own thing, and I'm going to do my own thing, and I'll be fine. And the cat and I are probably going to work on projects together, because whenever I get the soldering iron out, she's like all over the desk.
Well, you may teach it how to do soldering. Then the cat will be doing it all. Ha ha. Well, 65 degrees. I only woke up about a little bit at 8 o'clock. I slept way in today. So, yeah. Well, we did some stuff around the station yesterday, me and the chief got some things accomplished. Had to move a truck up. We have a truck out. So we had to move up a unit. And let's see, what else was there? Oh, we ended up getting a fire alarm call, and before we even rolled out the station, they canceled it, so that was good.
You know, that's usually how most of the commercial fire alarm, or even residential fire alarm calls go, I've noticed, is they always, like, the company will be working on the fire alarm system, and for some reason, nobody bothers to tell dispatch, so I don't get it. It's kind of dumb. Whenever they're doing alarm testing and they just don't tell dispatch to ignore that alarm, or hell, tell the company.
Oh, I know, but then people forget they set it off when they're cooking. That's our main thing, is the cooking part.
Yep, you'll have that. So, there you go. I'm hoping today is going to be pretty okay, and with my luck, I'll get off a little early, and then, with any luck, I'll get off a little early, and I'll just get to chill out and maybe watch something and eat some popcorn.
There you go. Okay, talk to you later. NADMH, KCA, VSU, 73.
73, Toby. NADMH, mobile.
AFA ENF calling NADMH. Drake, you still there?
Yeah, go ahead, Bentley.
To you, as you've been driving, won't take up too much of your time. Just wanted to let you know I was able to get into this talk group on my hotspot and dial you guys up. So another nice little victory for me.
Oh, good deal. Are you using DMR Gateway for that, or did you just directly punch in the TGIF network and whatever? Because if you use DMR Gateway, you can actually activate both networks at the same time and use them. I think I lost you there, Bentley.
KFA ENF, switching back over to analog.
Hey, I got you here. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I was hearing you fine, but apparently you couldn't hear me. So I don't know if there's a problem on the network or if that talk group isn't static when you dial it in. Does it expire after a certain amount of time?
Usually with TGIF, if you leave, if it's the last talk group to be keyed up, it's just going to stick there. I don't know why that happened. That's interesting.
Yeah, I had it connected up for a good 10 or 15 minutes while I was listening to you and the other station talking as you were coming through Charlevoix. By the way, it was a pretty shaky connection when you were still connected to the Traverse City repeater. But once you switched over to Tekoski, it got a lot clearer on my end through the digital.
Yeah, usually signals that are a little weak, you know, that you can otherwise usually understand pretty okay on analog. If you go over to digital, digital doesn't really handle static real well, analog noise. So you don't have that, but that's a pretty good haul for that machine, though.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe the conditions are just right today. Or maybe you're just a genius at setting it up.
I think today it was just a coincidence because that that repeater just kind of, the receive on that one kind of sucks because of the exhaust fan that's right next to the antenna up there, and I can't really do anything about that. Well, I could. It just requires putting up a secondary antenna for receive that's further away from the tower.
Yeah, fun time. Well, hey, I just wanted to report to you that I thought I had this all set up on my hotspot. I'm going to play with it a little bit more and kind of leave the radio off to the side while I'm working today and see if it holds on, if I can monitor traffic, if there's any traffic out there, and check in every once in a while and see if I can hit it through my hotspot.
All right, sounds good, sir. And, yeah, I'll be monitoring throughout the day, but I don't know how much I'll be able to chat, so. My ears will be on, but my mouth not so much. So, we'll see you 7-3. Catch you later. NADMH, mobile, going by the Subaru dealership here on 31.
All right, Drake, have a great day. Safe travels. I will catch up with you another time.
DMH mobile levering. Hey, DMH mobile, Mackinac Bridge.
ENF, Drake, if you're trying to get through, you're not making it in.
I was just trying the Sault Ste. Marie machine from the bridge.
Yeah, okay, I got you now.
I just pushed back over to Mackinac City.
Stand by, I'm going to key up on the DMR, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Testing DMR.
Yeah, that's working. I got you here.
Testing DMR.
Yep, I got you loud and clear over here.
Did you hear me once, or did you hear me twice call out my test message?
I heard you twice.
KF8ENF, clear.
All right, Bentley, I'm just pulling up to my destination here, so I got to run. 7-3, N8DMH, mobile.
KA8SPW, mobile.
F8ENF, am I getting through? ENF, am I getting through?
Yeah, you're getting through. I didn't catch your call. My name here is Shannon. My call is Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey.
Shannon, my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot. My name is Bentley.
Okay, Bentley, well, you're making it. Audio's a little on the low side. I had to turn the volume up. But I'm in a van on my way up to St. Ignace. Do some work on the EOC antenna.
Experimenting with DMR radio, going through my hotspot to this link repeater system. So it's giving me a little bit of trouble.
Okay, yeah, I know how that can be. Audio levels are hard to set. So where are you at?
And I'm in view and reach of the Petoskey DMR repeater as well as the Petoskey 19. But I just wanted to play with this a little bit and see if I could get it to work reliably.
I understand that. I've got three hotspots running at my house. I got one in the car here, or truck. The three at the house are on the two DMR networks and D-Star. The one in the truck is just on D-Star right now. But I have some small ones I could throw in if I wanted to go on DMR. I don't have any of my DMR stuff mounted in the truck. I only have it at the house.
I licensed in July and bought myself an ICOM radio and have tried playing with the D-Star on it. Not sure if I'm actually reaching anybody since there doesn't seem to be anybody on it up here. And when I configured my hotspot for DMR, I thought, what the hell, I'll turn that little button on for D-Star too, but I haven't tried to access it through the hotspot yet.
Alrighty, that's a little easier than the DMR. You don't have to have a DMR ID number or anything like that for D-Star, just your call sign, and get registered so you can make it through the all the servers and everything. Lots of fun. I built D-Star repeater systems, complete stack, 2 meter, 440, 1.2 gig, and data. That system's online down in Westland. I moved up here in 19, but I left all that behind. I do have a 440 DMR repeater. It's just not on the air right now here. Still got to get my tower up.
Yeah, the hole is dark and deep, that's for sure.
All right, well, your hotspot's working good. I got my three at home mounted on a plank hanging from the wall in my shack with the a little switch for the internet connection. They're Raspberry Pi 3s with dual band modem boards. And I'm surprised. I can, on that little stubby antenna sticking out of it, I can go 3-4 blocks from the house and still make it in.
Three with all those blinky lights going on there.
Oh, yeah. I got displays on all of mine. The three on the wall, I haven't put the displays on them yet. Just haven't gotten time. I think the one thing I could wish for is more time. Don't need more money, really. I'm happy with what I'm making. But the one thing I'm in biggest short of supply of is time. Isn't that always? And you never seem to have the time, the money, and the energy to do projects at the same time.
Your energy, pick only two, right?
Yeah, sometimes the way it is. All right, well, I'm getting into town here, and you're probably going to need to watch traffic. There is a lot of traffic here today. Probably half of it is fudgies. I'll say 7-3, and you have a good day. The system's working. KSBW.
Cannon and the signal report, I appreciate it. Just working out bugs here, so it's good to know I'm making a little bit of progress. You have a good day. Be safe, and watch out for those crazy people in the traffic. F8, DNF.
ATMH Mobile.
If you send an OLD monitor,
KDAT
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Good. In the middle.
I lost your last part of your transmission. You cut out.
Yeah, just in the middle.
Yep, I'm getting the first word of each transmission, but then I get a beep and it cuts out. I don't know if that's on my end or not.
No, I think it's on my end. Trying to use this hotspot repeater.
That was a good transmission there. I heard the whole thing. Volume was a little soft for what you normally are, but other than that, it was super clear.
Yeah, I was talking to you on my DMR radio through my hotspot repeater, linked up to the W8CCE network, but I just switched back over to my crossband repeater on FM, so this seems to be a little bit more reliable. A little disappointing. I was really hoping that that would be a good solution.
Well, it still might be. You know, we're, I say we, you are, you know, pretty young into it, so to speak, and, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of nuances in there that need to be figured out and learned.
Yeah, for sure. Got to do a little bit more work on it. Just right now in the experimentation phases, I just got it figured out today, so we'll tweak it a little bit more and hopefully get it a little bit more reliable.
Yeah, you when you came through, the clarity was really, really good. Almost impressive, I would say.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things I found about digital. It's super-duper clear until it's not. Unlike analog, when your signal starts to fade, it doesn't just degrade, it just quits.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that can be a blessing and a curse all at the same time, depending on what your situation is.
Well, and again, what I was hoping was having a hotspot in the house and being able to reliably connect up to that, you would avoid any issues with, you know, having that signal degradation. But, I don't know, more tweaking to be done for sure.
Yeah, and I would almost think it's almost a, I know zero about what you're doing, but it almost seems like it's a, would be a settings issue or something there, because, I mean, when, like I say, when you were coming through, it was good, and, you know, you were reliably coming through initially. So it was almost like it was almost like it timed out.
Well, there's a couple things with it. Some of it, I think, is radio settings that is, if I can get my hands on programming software in a Windows computer, I can tweak that a little bit more. But the other thing is, you know, just accessing the hotspot through UHF signals inside my house. Just have to find the right place to set the station up and have it accessible from anywhere.
Location, location, location.
Settings, settings, settings.
Power, power, power.
All right, man, I'm going to run. I'm going to get back to my movie with Kirsty here, and you going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to be here probably all day in and out of the shack at times, so I will definitely keep the radio on and ear out for you.
Yeah, sounds good. I've got trail maintenance work going on tomorrow morning. I'll be running my saw for a while, but it should be around in the afternoon, and I'll reach out and see if I can catch you then.
Sounds great, my friend. Be careful running the saw. Safe as always. Remember your training now. And we will look forward to talking to you tomorrow. K-8-D-A-T.
All right, glad we caught up tonight. Have a good one. I'll hopefully reconnect with you tomorrow. KF8-ENF.